Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
John Dog texts in 844 fan phone, says, if you leave my team, good riddance. I like that,
I like
John
it.
Dog.
I read like the other John Dog text,
that
too.
You think. Where's the other
the
John
one that
Dog
he,
text?
Taking a shot at me, Diesel.
Oh, that one. Let me find it. Where did it go?
Putting you on the spot there. Basically,
John Dog said, if you're new to the Upset Picks Challenge, don't pick what Cole picks.
Isn't that mean? Isn't that rude? John
gotcha.
Dog, isn't that rude?
Woo.
That's funny, though.
That's good stuff.
By the way, I hit last week. Thank you very much.
Well, a blind squirrel finds a nut sometimes, Cole. There's something, Cole, quietly going on in college football that we all kind of predicted and thought would happen eventually. And now it's actually happening. Bringing you in on what's going on with the Indiana linebacker, Lewis Moore. Lewis Moore is 24 years old, and he just successfully sued the NCAA in Texas court. And a Texas judge has ruled that the time Lewis Moore spent playing in JUCO doesn't count against his NCAA eligibility.
Oh, my God. And how many years did you say? How many years he spent? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
So it didn't matter if he spent 1 year in JUCO or 3 years in JUCO.
Right.
And most of the time, a lot of these players only spend minimal years.
Most of the time, JUCO is there for guys that have the behavioral issues.
Or not the grades.
Trouble. They don't have the right grades. So they go there. They sort of rehab their image. They rehab their academics or whatever, and then they move back into another program, Cole. But this is concerning to me because that now opens the door to essentially turn JUCO into JV football for Power 4 schools. Because at this point, if
you said JV. JV, yeah.
Turning JUCO into
like a
JV.
Like a minor league.
Think about this. How many high school coaches have we talked to, and especially when we did our Spartanburg and Greenville County high school football preview shows, all of them told, not all of them, but some of them told us about the systems that they run and how those systems have trickled down into the middle school level and the peewee levels of the areas around them, right?
Yeah.
What's now to stop any power program that wants to do this from turning a specific JUCO into their JV squad and then essentially parking a guy at JUCO for as long as they want to, 3 years, about 3 years, 4 years? Because, I mean, if 1 year can be written off, why can't 4 years be written off?
Well, I can tell you this. That's happening. That's already happening. I know of an instance right now where it's happening with a player, and I'm not going to go into details, but a player.
Go into details.
I can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
Can.
I can't.
Yeah, can.
I can't go into details on high school stuff. A player that played locally here in the upstate that is playing in a JUCO school right now because it's a feeder system to a Division I program.
Interesting.
So it's here, man. It's happening.
So what's to stop? For example, you remember watching Last Chance U, East Mississippi Community College in Scuba, Mississippi. What's to stop EMCC from becoming the JV program to Ole Miss or to Mississippi State?
Yeah.
And to say, hey, whatever offense you're running at Ole Miss, we're going to run a version of it down here. We're going to let you park athletes here, fresh out of high school, the ones that you think might be pretty good, but you're not quite ready to put them on your roster and play them. Park them here for a couple of years. We'll just, you know, write off their playing time here as doesn't count towards your NCAA eligibility, and then we'll send them up to you in Oxford or Starkville with 4 years of eligibility left. What's to stop that from happening?
Again, the short nothing. Answer is absolutely nothing. And, you know, I think what's fascinating about that conversation, and Diesel, it is already happening, and is how does – this is where my mind goes. How does – this new landscape of college football changed that, right? With NIL and the portal, because it's impacted Division I that we're watching, right? And has had a huge impact on the game. But I just wonder what impact it'll have on, you called the JV, a feeder system, because ultimately kids are still going to go to school where they think they can get paid. But how does – I think this is an interesting question – for maybe a coach, and a coach probably couldn't answer it, Diesel, but how does a school, let's take, for example, throw Florida State out there, right? If Florida State likes a player, they like him, he likes them. Let's say that player doesn't have the grades.
Sure.
They send him to JUCO. How does that player communicate, how does the school communicate with the player on payment, NIL, and what they're potentially promised in the future while the player's at a JUCO school, not getting paid. We know that, right? Most likely. How's that happen?
The way it works right now, theoretically, is that they are two separate institutions, right? EMCC is over there doing its thing, and Ole Miss is over there doing their thing. And I'm just using that as an example because I remember it from Last Chance U.
Yeah,
y'all are two separate entities, and you are not tied at the hip. What happens if they do tie at the hip and say, hey, EMCC, now you're our JUCO. You're going to run our offense, and when we're ready, we'll pull guys up.
So blueprint almost, yeah.
Yeah, so what's to now stop any one of those JUCO players from saying, hey?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, if I'm effectively on the Ole Miss roster, but I'm down here at in Scuba, what? Why don't I get the same piece of revenue sharing that a guy that's playing at Ole Miss gets?
Well, that's,
and then if they say, well, but you're playing at JUCO. JUCO, you only get 10% or you get nothing. Then they sue and say, hey, I'm down here playing games. I'm putting my health at risk. I'm working out. I'm doing all the things that I need to do to get on your roster because that's what you asked me to do because you put me here. I deserve a full share of that revenue share.
And I say?
And that then potentially doubles the revenue share liability for a power conference team.
And I say to that, welcome to the college football that you all wanted.
Yeah.
That's what you all wanted, and that's what you're all getting. I mean, that's that. No, here's the deal. Those are probably conversations that are probably already happening. Mm-hmm. We just don't know the deets.
Yeah.
But I find it fascinating on how a player does communicate it legally or illegally with that team. If they're, let's say they're not even enrolled yet at that JUCO. Like if they're recruiting me and they say, look, dude, you just don't have the grades. Okay, well, is it legal to talk to that school about, I mean, you can't, a collective, like let's say, for example, Garnet, maybe this is a question for somebody, a representative of a collective, because the collective can't pay a kid another school. Right? So you can't have Garnet Trust paying a kid at JUCO school in Alabama. I don't think you can, right?
Consider the idea, what if South Carolina thinks they have the next Lenora Sellers, a quarterback, but his grades aren't there?
Yeah.
Couldn't they park him, for example, at Spartanburg Community College? I assume they don't even have football. It's
a
very different structure.
Yeah.
But let's just pretend for a second that Spartanburg Community College plays JUCO football. So he said, hey, we think you're really talented. You're a five-star prospect, but you're kind of a dummy. So we're going to park you at Spartanburg Community College until you get your grades up, and then we can bring you to South Carolina. Whether that's 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, here's what's scary about this, Cole. You think about this. You got an 18-year-old kid coming out of high school who, for whatever reason, is going JUCO. He could play 4 years of JUCO. Now he's 22. He could then play 4 years of power college football because those 4 years of JUCO don't count. Now he's 26. Add in red shirts, whether it's the developmental red shirts or it's the medical red shirts. Now you're talking about 28, 29, possibly even 30-year-olds playing college football. And it's not inconceivable. The only thing that's stopping a kid from sticking around with a school that long, and some of them will do it because that might be their only prospect of getting paid, is that either they want to play right now at a Division I school or they want to go off to the NFL. That's the only thing stopping them.
I think it's a slippery slope. I think that's what, and again, we're having the conversation. We don't know. Diesel, I would imagine, I don't know this, I would imagine that this conversation we're having has already happened a million times in terms of how a kid, you know, stays committed to a Division I Power 4 program while they're, you know, getting their grades right at the JUCO. I don't know. I'll tell you this. I know it's not. I know there's no way it's not already happening. There's just no possible way, and I think it's fascinating.
You know, generally speaking, I am against the idea of college coaches going into politics. Tommy Tuberville, is he a senator or is he a representative? I can't remember which.
Yes, one of those.
But either way, I mean, they're using their fame and celebrity status in their states to go get elected, and that's fine. Maybe they're competent politicians. Maybe they're not. I don't know. But that's the only reason now why I'm saying maybe I kind of want more coaches in politics, because thus far, politicians across the country have not really shown the political will to want to give the NCAA antitrust status. And that's the only way any of this can be rectified. You can have any kind of enforceable rules is if you get government-sanctioned antitrust exemption, and then you can create your rules and you can enforce your rules, because otherwise, anytime something seems unfair to the kid, they're just going to sue and they're going to win.
Yeah, I think it was Bruce Pearl, who just retired this week, who was very vocal about possibly getting into some kind of political role, and he now has come out and said that he's not going to pursue that. So I think you're going to see it more and more. I really do. Diesel, speaking of high school athletes, we posted these on our website at thefanupstate.com, but just so they can hear their voice be read over the air, North-South is one of the bigger all-star games in the area. Selections yesterday for the North-South all-star game. Which players in the upstate were selected? We'll tell you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.